Hello everyone and welcome to Disneyland Paris Now, where we'll be covering news and stories about, you guessed it, Disneyland Paris. I'm Eric Anderson and today we'll be talking about the brand new Super Fast Pass and Ultimate Fast Pass. Also celebrating a birthday at Disneyland Paris. So let's get right into it. For those of you who don't know, Disney's FastPass service is a virtual queuing system that was first introduced in late 1999. It allows you to basically skip the line by giving you a designated return time, or so-called return slot, to your favorite FastPass attraction. Now, unlike Walt Disney World, in Paris we're still using the paper FastPasses that you get at the FastPass kiosks located throughout the park. Up until now, FastPass has always been a complimentary service, available to everybody at the park. So, imagine my surprise when I saw an ad on the back of one of the shuttles heading to the park that announced Super FastPass and Ultimate FastPass available now. Very interested, I pulled out my iPhone and started Googling, but couldn't find anything on the web. So I went straight to guest services and asked about that Super FastPass. So it's Premium FastPass. There are different options. The Super FastPass as well as the Ultimate FastPass are again divided into two categories. For the Super FastPass, version 1 is Family Attractions, which gives you one extra FastPass for the Ratatouille ride, Peter Pan's Flight, and Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. During the low season, it's available for 30 euros, and during the high season, it costs 45. The other variant of the Super Fast Pass is the Fast Pass for Attractions Sensations. Forgive my French. It basically gives you one Fast Pass for the following three attractions: Star Wars Hyperspace Mountain, Rock and Roller Coaster, and the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Again, available for 30 and 45 euros respectively. Now, the Ultimate Fast Pass is what really piqued my curiosity as a Big Thunder Mountain junkie. So again, this is divided into two categories, which gives you access to the previously mentioned attractions. Also, Indiana Jones Temple of Peril, Star Tours The Adventure Continues, and Big Thunder Mountain. Now, this is available as an option where you can go on each attraction one time, and this version will cost 60 euro during the low season, 90 euro during the high season. And because it was my fiance's birthday, we kind of splurged. This is the last and also most expensive option, which is the Ultimate Fast Pass, 120 euros during the low season, 150 euros during the high season. It allows you to access all the previously mentioned attractions as many times as you want. All of these Fast Passes don't have a return time. So traditionally, with the free version of the Fast Pass, or the version that was included in your park ticket, you'd go up to the kiosk and it would give you a return time, say 3 to 3:15 p.m. But with these Premium Fast Passes, Super Fast Pass, and Ultimate Fast Pass, you can access the attractions mentioned anytime you want, which just gives you a lot more flexibility. So what was our personal experience using this FastPass? So what you get with the 120 euro version, which is what we ended up getting, which allows you to access everything as much as you want, is you get an armband, kind of similar to the ones you get at festivals. Ours was pink and sparkly and said Disneyland Paris and FastPass on it. We loved it. And on top of that, you get a little paper ticket, which is similar or almost exactly the same as the park ticket, except for on the back, it says Ultimate Fast Pass. Now, apparently, a lot of the park employees haven't seen it before because they were looking at it. Some of them had to ask their colleagues for help or assistance. It was just all around a little bit confusing for them, but we always managed to get on fine. It was definitely a lot quicker than waiting in line, so I really recommend it if you're looking to do something special or money doesn't matter. It's just a really great experience. I mean, we did, I think, 36 attractions in one day. It was incredible. Definitely recommend it if you have the cash to spend or are looking for just having a really special day. Also, this is definitely a really great way for Disneyland Paris to make some extra money. I can't wait to see the future of this, if the pricing stays stable, what happens next. So moving on to birthday experience. Like I mentioned before, it was my hubby's birthday and we were celebrating in Disneyland Paris. Great times. It was so much fun. What was really interesting is that I'd read online that if it's your birthday, you can get a sticker. What I didn't know was that you also got a special phone call from Mickey, which was super cool. So we went to guest services. He was like, I don't really want a sticker, but kind of forced him to because I was super curious to see it. And sadly, the lady who was working there, the cast member who was working there, she said they were all out, but she was super friendly. And she said that Mickey had a special message for us. So I was like, ooh, what's going on? What's happening? And she dialed a number and asked us, so English or French? So we were both like, yeah, English, please. And it was Mickey on the line and he was congratulating my husband, saying his name. It was personalized and it was super sweet and definitely wasn't expecting it, so super cool. And this was actually the same place where we bought the Ultimate Fast Pass, so you can get it at, I forgot to mention this, at guest services or at the ticket booths at the park entrance. We were staying at the Hotel Santa Fe, which is a two-key resort, according to Disney. It's got 1,000 rooms, so it's quite huge. You can also book these hotels over Expedia, which is nice, and the prices there are just a tad bit lower than they are if you book them through Disney Direct. I saw that they had the Hotel Cheyenne, if you're not interested in the Santa Fe. They had Disney's Newport Babe Club, Hotel New York, so there are some options. The only one that I actually didn't see on there was the Disneyland Hotel, which can only be booked directly through the Disneyland Paris website. And I'd stayed there before, but it was way back in the 90s. I was still a little kid, couldn't really remember. And I knew that a few years ago they had like a Cars rebranding, which I love the movie Cars, so I was super excited to check that out. We landed in Paris Orly Airport, and from there we just took an Uber straight to the Hotel Santa Fe. It was like a 45-minute drive. The Uber driver drove like crazy, so we got there, I'm sure, in 40 minutes. He pulled up to the gate, they just checked the trunk for security reasons, I guess, and led us straight into the lobby. Check-in was pretty quick and efficient, which is super nice. Everybody's really friendly. The employees were wearing these little name tags with the flags on them, which is super cool, so you could see if they spoke English, French, Spanish, or all three. There were definitely multiple language options to go around, which I thought was really nice. The guests that were checking in next to us were speaking Spanish, and it was a really great atmosphere. Now, we were staying in Building 12, which is all the way on the left-hand side, almost the last building. It was like a, I would say, a good 5-minute walk from the main building, where you have the breakfast, the cantina, which is a big buffet-style breakfast. You have a Starbucks, you have a shop where you can get some cool Disney merch and water and Coke and anything that you really might have forgotten at home, you can get there. It's like a small convenience store slash merch shop fused into one. It's really great because it's even open after the parks close, so that's really nice. The upside, I would say, to staying in Building 12 is that it's really close to the access ramp over the little tiny river that goes by there. So you can head straight into Disney Village and into the parks. It's like a 10-minute walk. It's super fast. If you don't feel like taking the shuttle bus and your feet can handle it, walking is definitely a great option just to get some fresh air before you go to bed or after you have had a really nice meal at Disney Village or one of the restaurants there. Wi-Fi was available this time around all over the hotel for free, and even in the parks, which I was pleasantly surprised by. So not everywhere, but in most places, especially if you're waiting in line, like in Space Mountain, Hyperspace Mountain or Star Tours, you had Wi-Fi access, which was really welcome because a lot of the times the phone signals don't penetrate the building, and it's really, really great to be able to surf while you're waiting in line. So that was a really pleasant surprise. In the lobby, you could meet Mickey, could meet Minnie. Goofy was there one day. They were switching Mickey and his friends off and on, and there was a really, really short line, a really, really short wait to get to see them, take a picture with them, meet and greet, which is super nice and really convenient to have it right there in the hotel. And the kids looked like they were having such a good time. I would have had a really good time too, but we were a little bit pressured for time, so we went straight to the shuttle and got right to riding Big Thunder Mountain. We just had a really good time there. The theming was super nice. Some of the rooms, well, our room specifically, it felt like the only thing it felt like it could have used a little bit of a renovation. There was no air conditioning in the room, and it was unusually hot for October, so we're just sweating just a little bit. It would have been really nice to have some AC, but other than that, we just absolutely loved how easily you could get to the parks. I mean, it was just like a 10-minute walk from our room. They had the shuttle service. There was even like a Starbucks in the main building, which was super cool. You could get your Starbucks coffee, your favorite baked goods, whatever you wanted there. Also, surprisingly, not a lot of people, which was nice. At the Starbucks, I mean, in line. I was like, oh, well, maybe we should get some breakfast there tomorrow morning instead of the buffet, and we could just get like a sandwich and a coffee to go. And my husband was like, oh, no, it's going to be a super long line. But it was actually surprisingly quick, so that was excellent. The rooms are pretty standard, pretty basic. We got two beds, which is cool, and has TV, no mini bar, but there were vending machines out in the hallway, which we did try. One of them swallowed 50 cents and didn't give them back, but the other one worked and gave us what we needed, which is nice. Some Coca-Cola. Hashtag not sponsored, by the way. And there were also some vending machines for coffee and hot chocolate. Growing up in the States, you know, you get to experience a lot of motels along the highways when you go on vacation, hop in the car to spend a weekend somewhere, and it really had that vibe going on, so that was feeling super authentic. But on top of that, it had the really cool Cars branding, which was super nice. I just hope that in the future they give the rooms just a small touch up. It was just feeling a little bit worn down. But I would definitely recommend it for everybody who's a fan of Cars. There are a lot of people staying there with kids who are having a really, really good time. And just anybody who would love to have access to the extra magic hours, likes having the convenience of being super close to the park, but maybe wants to spend a little bit less money. It's a really great place to sleep, and definitely a big thumbs up. Our fun fact for the day is that in Disneyland Paris, there's actually an entire department called Wildlife, and their job is basically to deal with the many animals that run wild in the park. While we were there, we saw ducks, geese, and even a few seagulls. The park is also home to many wild rabbits, and once, a few years ago, cast members even stumbled across a fox hiding inside the Peter Pan ride, which I can understand that fox. He has really good taste. This is Eric. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.